Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The New York Football Giants. Imagine a world where an NFL team, think about this, scores 32 points, doesn't allow a point until the fourth quarter, and loses. Losers lose. I'm going to say something crazy. The Indianapolis Colts are the second best team in the AFC. If you told me that the Colts in January, we're going on the road to Buffalo, I'd bet Indianapolis, and I wouldn't think twice about it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous football and basketball Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, full betting breakdown and preview of Thursday Night Football as Week 8 in the National Football League kicks off in Los Angeles with the Chargers against the Minnesota Vikings. And we've got news that came down moments ago per ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. The Minnesota Vikings have activated running back Aaron Jones. Who? Aaron Jones. Off of injured reserve. Aaron Jones will be back for the Minnesota Vikings tonight against the Chargers in that backfield along with Jordan Mason. We will get into the side. We'll talk about the total. We'll talk about props. We're going to tell you why you might want to wait to see the final actives and inactives list 90 minutes before kickoff, before you bet this game. And what's at stake for both teams tonight, including a player who won't be playing in the game, Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Also, dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's been moving. It's been moving for quite some time. Femi Abebefe and yours truly will take you through every game coming up Week 8 NFL Sunday. All the side moves, all the total moves, all the injury reports, including what's happening with the Baltimore Ravens ahead of Sunday's game at home against the Chicago Bears. It moved coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. We will find out if Frozen Femi is ready to hit the ice, because I'm not betting hockey tonight. Only two games in the NBA, but we've got an NBA Finals rematch. Would be more fun if Tyrese Halliburton were playing. Thunder and the Pacers in Indiana. And how about the Nuggets and the Dubs in the Bay Area? Our bets for the NBA games tonight, two NBA games on a Thursday. And, of course, side total and props, Thy Royal Prop King, and Femi's Island for the Vikings and the Chargers on Thursday Night Football. Today's social question: what is your best bet, you, our listeners and viewers, your best bet for Thursday Night Football tonight with the Vikings and the Chargers? Type it in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, and in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network, could be the side, total, a prop, your best bet for the Vikings and the Chargers. Type it on YouTube, type it on Twitch. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses in the Power Hour, and Mike Brown, not the Knicks head coach, but our video producer, Mike Brown, will put your name in lights as we wrap up the show. But we officially begin the tremendous football and basketball Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with the biggest breaking news on Thursday in the world of sports. A betting scandal that has rocked the NBA community today on this Thursday. Absolutely wild news to wake up to, that we all woke up to today, unless you're like super hungover or whatever. Maybe you go to bed really late, you wake up late. I have no idea. But when you woke up, chances are you're a sports fan, you saw this news, and you're absolutely stopped in your tracks. And the Terry Rozier part of it is somewhat believable. That's one where you see it and you're like, really wish this didn't happen. But then you see the other primary name involved, and that's the one that really causes your jaw to hit the desk or the floor or your steering wheel, wherever you happen to be at that moment. So I am sure everyone is aware of the news, but just in the event that you're not, Portland Trailblazers head coach and NBA Hall of Famer, the Finals MVP, Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones, arrested today as part of a pair of wide-ranging investigations related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. Rigged poker games backed by the mafia. I hope that you'll excuse me if I say that the first thing that popped into my head was Chauncey Billups sitting in a smoky room next to Ben Wallace and Richie Aprile and Paulie Walnuts at Tony Soprano's executive game. Just a ridiculous headline. Illegal poker games backed by the mafia. This is like the script of a Michael Bay movie. This is like Martin Scorsese straight to Netflix, starring Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups. Just an absolutely, absolutely crazy, 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 crazy story. They're currently in custody. Rozier is being accused of tipping off people that basically he's going to leave a game early and you could bet his unders, and apparently a ton of money was bet on the Rozier unders. And there's video floating around on social media of Rozier, who plays in the NBA, obviously. He's dribbling the ball off his knee and he's like passing to no one. And he's missing basically wide open layups. You watch these videos and you think, kind of in the same way you're watching the Emmanuel Clase videos pitching for the Guardians, he's a really good pitcher. And all of a sudden, not only can he not find the strike zone, but he's not even making it to home plate. And it's just allegations for right now. But obviously, your brain goes to, oh, like maybe something's up here. No one is guilty as of yet. But look, like I think like we can all kind of see what's happening here and draw our own conclusions. The NBA releasing a statement a couple hours ago, tweeted out by ESPN NBA insider Shams Charania, on Billups and Rozier being placed on leave from their teams. Quote, we are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups. It's crazy that Rozier gets top billing here. Billups is the coach of the Blazers. But anyway, Rozier and Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of the game remains our top priority.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The reports on Billups that he and maybe others and Damon Jones might be involved in both these things, that they're like luring people into playing these illegal poker games with the promise of playing poker against former athletes, and the games are rigged, and this is like something out of a Mission Impossible movie. It's like all sounds like it's out of a movie. There's like an X-ray. And the shuffling machines are rigged. And there's someone called the quarterback who's watching from like far out, who knows what's happening in terms of the cards. And he's, I don't know how this works, but making some kind of signal to people at the table so everyone knows like what everyone has. Seems like a pretty big advantage when you're playing a high stakes game of poker. Just like, again, stuff out of an action movie, stuff out of a spy thriller. You almost can't believe it. And if these allegations are true, obviously, very bad news for all the people involved. And it's worth noting, it's not just Billups and Rozier and Damon Jones arrested. A lot of purported members of La Cosa Nostra, as a lot of people are throwing that word around today. Everyone thinks they're like really cool. Let me tell you something. As a Mediterranean from New York City, you are not. But when I say it, I am. A lot of others arrested as well, purported members of the mafia. I can't even believe this is the conversation we're having on You Better You Bet. And for Portland, like Chauncey Billups is not going to coach the team. I would be absolutely stunned if Chauncey Billups ever coached another game in the NBA. Like, he's done as the head coach in Portland. I'm not willing to entertain any argument to the contrary that like Chauncey Billups is going to be clear to these allegations and he's going back to coach Portland. Like, he's done. Like, use your noodle here, use your brain. He ain't coming back to, I don't think he will ever coach another game in the NBA again. And I think there's a strong chance, and we'll see if the allegations are true or not. If anything is even close to being proven, Terry Rozier will never play in the NBA again. He'll be on the Jonte Porter plan, like exiled from the league. The Blazers interim head coach, former NBA player, Tiago Splitter. And we can have a conversation at some point about what this means for like the 2025-26 Blazers losing their head coach, now an interim head coach. They lost their first game of the season last night. They did cover, for what it's worth. Shout out to Chauncey Billups. +4.5. They lose by 4 at home to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Chauncey Billups, after the game, in a delicious and potentially cruel bit of irony, uses the expression, pushing chips into the middle of the table. You actually can't make... I didn't make that up. I'm not making that up. That's actually true. So what happens now is the same thing that has happened in every situation like this, whether it's Jonte Porter, whether it's Calvin Ridley, whether it's Ipe Mizuhara, a.k.a. Shohei Ohtani. It's the same conversation every time. These things happen because sports betting is legal. If sports betting were illegal, none of this would be happening. It's because sports betting is legal that all of this is going down. I'll preface what I'm about to say by saying this. I am employed by Odyssey. My paycheck is signed by Odyssey, my primary paycheck. But obviously, BetMGM is the presenting sponsor of this show and this network. So BetMGM is part of the reason why I make the money that I do. And I'm not going to lie to anybody and say otherwise. I am also an ambassador for BetMGM. I get paid separately by BetMGM, in addition to what I get paid by Odyssey to do this show, to create content and be an ambassador for BetMGM. Make it legendary. So I can certainly understand skepticism that anyone would have in advance of what I'm about to say. I think I've earned enough equity with our listeners and viewers, with my honesty over the years, that you will know that I am telling the truth. And even if you think that I would try and deceive you with my comments and my explanation and my take on this, I would urge you to do this. Listen to what I'm about to say and ask yourself when I'm done, do you agree with me or not? And I think the answer to your question, to that question, to my question, is going to be yes, that you will agree with me. The fact that sports betting is legal means it is far easier to catch these actors. I love using that word in that term. Like the actors, like the bad actors, people acting in bad faith. The assuming guilt, the Terry Rozier's of the world, the Damon Jones of the world, the Jonte Porter's of the world, hell, the Chauncey Billups of the world, assuming guilt. The fact that sports betting is legal makes it way easier to catch them. Way easier. Because the BetMGMs of the world, and I'm going to say some names of BetMGM's competitors because I think it's important here. FanDuel's, DraftKings, etc. When there is a very strange pattern of like heavy betting on some obscure market, whether like a Terry Rozier points under or rebounds under or assists under, and something shady happens during the game, it's really easy for this to be flagged. Where in the past, if it's not legal, I used to joke with my friends when we were betting with the bookie back in the day, like, what are you going to do if something, I once placed a bet on Duke. I don't remember what year it was. I placed a bet on Duke. Duke covered the spread. I went onto my betting site, an offshore betting account, and the bet wasn't there. Like, they took it off. I made the bet, they took it off. And in the moment, I thought to myself, what am I going to do? Like, call the Better Business Bureau? Call the police? Excuse me, officer. I bet money illegally offshore on this game. Can you please make sure that I get the money that I bet illegally? No! The fact that it's legal means that this stuff can actually be regulated. More on this on the other side. The betting scandal that has rocked the NBA today. Rozier, Billups, and Jones arrested.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.